This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, there is a big old amount of key news we didn't get to today. I think it's a pretty powerful broadcast. We got a lot of it. A lot of big guests. But coming up, I've known this guy 20 years over the phone and on Skype, but in person, he's so amazing. We're going to go to dinner tonight. And, of course, Dr. Nick Bagich, he's going to be co-hosting with David Knight coming up in the studio in like 6-7 minutes. If you just tuned in, you saw me with that little Pizzagate correction retraction thing. And I did that because I went and looked at what we were covering, other people were putting out, and a lot of it, I was like, you know, that's not a real menu, that's BS. And I'm like, take it all down. And some people see it as weakness that I jerked a bunch of it. No, I don't accuse people of stuff if there's not proof. I don't care if I'm covering what other people said. I get the fact we're covered from that. But I don't like it when, you know, Alec Baldwin gets up and says, the president's racist, and he got it from Alex Jones, but I'm the opposite of a racist. So I don't like what they do to me. So when I see something where, okay, I get it, we're covering already a big controversy, so we're not the ones doing it, still, I need the high ground. And some people say, well, that's you know, you just didn't, you know, whatever. No, that's what I do. And I feel good doing that. So, you know, we kind of get bullied and attacked and stuff. Oh, we're covering up Connecticut and Newtown and we're covering up Pizzagate and all this stuff. No, we're not. We were exposing what was in WikiLeaks that had some really suspicious stuff in New York and other areas. The media focused on what was happening at that pizza place because there was nothing going on there. I've had crews in there 3 times eating dinner undercover and stuff. You know, they say it's great pizza and none of it's going on. And that was just total, from my opinion, the globalists knowing we'd got them in New York and just creating a straw man the media focused in on, had their bots put it out, and that all happened. So I'm done talking about Pizzagate forever. You know, even if you're trying to be completely accurate, you can never be totally accurate. But in this world, covering a big event, it'd be like if the internet wanted to cover a Loch Ness Monster in Town Lake in Austin. And I know the Loch Ness Monster is not real, but it's the biggest story ever about the Loch Ness Monster. We're going to cover the Loch Ness Monster and say, is it real? Now, does it turn out we believe in the Loch Ness Monster? No. Has the Catholic Church been caught running pedophile rings? Absolutely. Has Boys Town and, you know, Penn State and the Vatican and all these other groups, and is that a control system in Congress? Is that going on? Absolutely it's going on. But just because a bunch of bad stuff's going on, we can't then look at every cloud in the sky like Don Quixote and see windmills we've got to slay because they're giants. That's what I'm saying. Because they call us fake news all day when they're the ones that lie about WMDs in Iraq. They're the ones that lie and say Trump wouldn't be spied on. They're the ones that say Trump's going to lose. The numbers show different. They're the ones that spew this propaganda that Obamacare is free. And it's not. But the integrity we have is that we actually tell the truth when we stumble into something and start reporting on it and find out it's a load of crap. And, of course, the media wants to make us the creators and progenitors of Pizzagate when they're the ones as a distraction. But it doesn't matter because people that are potentially innocent, some weirdness going on there undoubtedly, can't just be demonized and blamed for something. And we can't do that or we become what we're claiming we're fighting. My strength is that I'm honorable. Some people see that as a weakness. It's not. I did it because I really only say what I believe. And you start seeing stuff going on with your reporters or whatever, you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And they mean well, too. It's just that stuff is out of control. You've got to dial it back. And I think that's why the media and the rest of them have targeted us, saying we're the creators of all this when everybody knows we're not. Why Fox has put out fake edited tapes. I'm talking about Hillary funding child murder in, you know, the Middle East, and they say I said it was happening at some pizza place. And when I finally clicked that about a week into it, I said, this is a setup. Not by the people that are being set up by it. We're being set up, too, but by the larger situation. So, coming up in studio, Dr. Nick Baggage and another engineer, David Knight. Please support us. We got a lot of specials that end this weekend. InfoWarsStore.com, and we need that funding to go to the next level. Thank you all.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Get up on the loose. Sirens in my head.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me now is Dr. Nick Baggage. And, of course, he's been interviewed by Alex Jones and many of the crew the last couple of days. We're fortunate enough to have him here in Austin in studio. And so we wanted to take the opportunity to talk to Dr. Baggage about some other issues. And one of the things I was looking at, Dr. Baggage, when I was looking at your books here that you wrote back in 2000, 2003, Earth Rising, the Revolution Toward a Thousand Years of Peace, you were talking at the time about the revolution, military effects, its impact on freedom, and, of course, how the technology impacts upon all that.
Right.
And what I want to talk to you about today, since you have a scientific background, is just to lay this out for individuals who are not caught up in the actual technology aspect of it. Because when I talk to engineers and scientists, many of them are so caught up in the details and the capabilities of what they can do. It's like a puzzle to them. It's an intellectual exercise.
Right.
They love that, and it is so seductive. As a matter of fact, I talked to Hugo de Garis, who wrote a book called Artelec Wars, and he was talking about how he believes that he's creating some new artificial intelligence that is going to attack mankind, And he's very concerned about that, but he is drawn to it like a moth to a flame.
Right.
Because he wants to be the one to create that. So he has this confliction within his within him to look at this. And yet most people don't even think about that. Most scientists and engineers that I talk to don't even think about the consequences of what they're doing. And when you're talking in your books here about the implication of non-lethal warfare.
Right.
And how dangerous that is, because that gives so much power to a few individuals. We see today, Director Comey, FBI Director Comey, is now meeting with Donald Trump in the White House. This article from Bloomberg that came out 2 days ago. Comey is now the most powerful person in Washington. How did he get there? Well, it's all of this surveillance stuff that's there besides the politics.
Right.
When you add that technology mix to the Machiavellian politics that is always around a very powerful political situation there, it's a dangerous mix, isn't it?
It is. In fact, one of the documents that we point to frequently is a document, The Revolution in Military Affairs, Conflict Short of War, which was put together by the U.S. Army War College. It seems like it was like the late 80s. And they were talking about sort of what was happening in the trend in technology as it affects military science. And one of the things they were saying back then was that it would be the kind of revolution in technology that would be similar to when gunpowder was introduced in Europe in the Middle Ages, or nuclear weapons and atomic weapons in the last century. This new system deals with both the surveillance side and really the attacking the operator, but not in the same traditional sense of bullets, bombs, and ordnance, things that tear things up, mm-hmm. but utilizing energy itself as a basic component of the weapon systems. So whether it's high-powered lasers, which we're reading a lot about today,
yes.
In fact, that is where the action is. When they built the missile defense system in Alaska where bullets were going to try and hit bullets,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. I mean, the real story is speed of light weapons. This is energy-based weapon technologies. When you extend this out and start looking at what we were saying in 2000, even before, was this trend was, in fact, the trend that we were headed into. And what the U.S. Military College said in their written report was that these very technologies, because of some of them, the implications of them, they would violate the American Constitution.
Yeah.
And they say it in their own papers. And they say, even though it's going to violate them, instead of stopping there, where you think the universities are teaching our military professionals would stop, they went and said, here's how we do it.
That's precisely what Eisenhower was warning us about.
Exactly.
He talked about the military-industrial complex. He talked about the military-academic-industrial complex.
That's right.
So they're going to take over all your science research. They're going to take it over at the university level. And that's where they're going to push this information. You know, we go back and we look at, there was a very interesting book, and Alex interviewed the author. I listened to it on audiobook. It's called The Pentagon's Brain, talking about DARPA, going back to its origins, especially as it started rising through Vietnam, a particular group called the Jasons. And so, you know, going through all of that and looking at what they developed, the fact that we had a psychologist who created the Internet, it was the Dr. Linklater, okay, who created the intergalactic computer network, which they then just shortened to the Internet. He was looking at it as a tool of control. And for the longest time, I was an engineer. I was very optimistic that we were going to take these tools that they had created. We're going to turn them into instruments of freedom. And that is a struggle that we still face going forward. Will we be able to seize those tools and turn them into instruments of freedom? Or will they accomplish their intended purpose? And so that's the real struggle that is before us. I'm somewhat now, as I look at this, and the direction we're going now, I'm not as optimistic as I once was.
Well, I still think it has an opportunity, only in the sense that at least we're all talking to each other,
mm-hmm.
you know, and at least we're getting information. Even though they're monitoring everything, we're still exchanging it. And I think that's a fundamental, maybe the most important thing right now, is that we actually are getting some information. Internet provides sort of an equal playing field around the world, at least in gathering data. I think it kind of is a double-edged sword again. You know, it depends on who's wielding it. You know,
that's true. And it really depends on how effective they are at controlling the population.
And this is really critical, because when you start to look at the overlay of technologies, the ability to manipulate populations, not just with the standard propaganda, but actually enforcing that by being able to even override certain systems within our physiology and even our psychology. Controlled effects is a concept that military has been looking at from a number of aspects. There was an article That was published by the Electromagnetic Directorate of the Air Force, which most people don't even know exists. But what they were talking about was controlled effects for essentially doing several things. One is attacking hardware, which we can all understand, you know, overriding hardware. The second was overriding the software that drives hardware, you know, the things that run the computers to be able to disrupt them. And then the third aspect was overriding the human being.
Yes.
And this is the real...
Mastering the human domain.
Exactly. And what we're talking about here is literally interfering with human brain function, because the idea was that, if you could interfere with the brain function, then none of the equipment matters anyway, none of the computers matter anyway. And so that became sort of the higher target. And in one of the articles in Technology Horizons, again produced by the Air Force, they talked about controlled effects and the direction in which they're headed. And this is published in June of 2004. And what they said back then was they would be able to create memory sets, duplicate all of the senses of a human being, sight, sound, smell, touch, taste, to the point where they could create mental hallucinations, if you will, that were so real you couldn't determine whether they were real memories or something else. Now, the implications of that are huge. When you think about trials in courts 30 years from now, say, if this kind of technology is developed and widely used.
And they portray that as saying, well, we want to help soldiers who are suffering from PTSD.
Right.
So we want to help them. We want to be able to go in and selectively remove memories. Well, then they'll be able to also selectively implant memories as well if they
right.
do that. And people don't understand just how much resources have been allocated to understanding and manipulating the human brain. And we have the Brain Project that was funded by Barack Obama. I forget exactly the amount of money. I believe it was hundreds of millions of dollars over a few years that they're
right.
pouring into this. It's a tremendous amount of money that is being poured into that, coming after the individual mind. But then the other part of this is the hive mind.
Right.
Okay? And that's where they want to get your metadata. Okay, people
right.
think, well, you know, I'm not a, I'm not really very political. I'm not sharing a lot of articles that are controversial, that I would be the focus of the government. So I don't really have anything to worry about. But they're interested in you, especially if you're not particularly political, because they want to know if their narrative is winning.
Right.
So they have to have a way to collect all of that metadata and to look at it, to look at your activity-based, they call it activity-based
right.
intelligence. They call it human domain analytics, and it's all part of geospatial intelligence. They want to map all these individuals onto a political map, onto a geographical
right.
map, and they want to know if their narrative is succeeding. So they're looking at the hive mind, and then they're very interested in manipulating interesting individuals' minds in
right.
particular.
Right, right,
very, very sinister, very pervasive, all, you know, encompassing.
Well, and this covers everything.
Group.
Not just government, it's private industry,
yeah.
Private sector. I mean, the development of data and the value of data is huge. And the idea of being able to profile people on an individual basis, this is where it is today and where it was intended to go 20 years ago when we first started reporting on it. And the rationale is exactly what you're saying, is you can kind of look at sort of the whole trend and which way you're sort of shoving the culture. And at the same time, you can isolate the leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And when you isolate the leadership, anybody who knows classical organizing, that's what you do.
Yeah.
You isolate the leadership, and then you manipulate the leadership, and then you take the movement.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I strongly believe in a headless revolution.
Yes.
And this is the one that wins, because when a revolution begins within each individual person, there is no head. There's just the accountability of knowing and following your truth. That's the revolution. In fact, if you read military literature, that's the revolution they cannot stop.
That's right. It has to be at the lower level and at the grass level. And that's what really concerns me the most about the Internet. And that's what's changed me from being an optimist to a pessimist about our future. Because when I look at what's happening here, I understand that we have good people. We have white hat hackers. We have people like WikiLeaks who have put these documents out and said, look at what they've done. Look at the fact that we have this thing that they call Umbridge, where they collect these techniques to make them look like they're foreign government when they really aren't,
right.
where they create all these hacks where they refuse to fix these hacks. Julian Assange was just talking about how they made it known to a lot of these different technical companies, Google in particular, said here are the vulnerabilities that the CIA funded, collected, and then lost or released, and they're not interested in fixing this. And so he said, we're going to put out another bit of information and tell you which companies are not fixing their stuff and also have a lot of ties to classified contracts. But when I look at the information that's coming out there, it's like, when I saw the Snowden release, when I saw Vault 7, it's like, yes, now the people will understand. But they don't. They don't get it because they are so tied into this narrative where they want to believe anything that comes out of authority. That's why we have this Russian hack narrative that has gone on for how many months? If there was anything there, they would have released it by now. But they continue to bring this out
right.
because of people's confirmation bias, because their political bias. They choose to believe that there's some Russian, quote-unquote, hacking going on, and they won't pull this back. We'll talk about this more on the other side of this. We're going to talk about, would you go down this road if Google tells you on your map, would you drive down a road that will actually kill you? And we've had several incidents of this happening. That's the road we're all going down. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-4062. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-319-4062. That's 1-800-319-4062. 1-800-319-4062.
Look at me, I don't
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're here with Dr. Nick Begich. And we're going to go back to what we were just talking about in terms of technology and its impact on our life, the real danger to our society. But before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you that we have an all-new Victory Series of 80% lowers that are now available at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the Minutemen edition. In addition, we're giving you 20% off all other 80% lowers that are available at InfoWarsStore.com. We also now have back in stock Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. Now, it doesn't have fluoride, but it has good things like iodine, nano silver, peppermint oil, many other things. It will help you fight the bacteria that infects your gums. That means that if you get gum disease, not only will your teeth fall out, but it can create heart disease as well. So it's a very important thing to keep bacteria in your mouth under control. This is very effective. It is one of my favorite products that we have here at InfoWars, along with Brain Force and Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste. Those are things that I can really feel immediately. I really feel it when I use Super Blue Fluoride Toothpaste, Free Toothpaste. It leaves a great freshness in your mouth, and that's because of the silver and the iodine. You can taste and feel how it is fighting that bacteria. So that's a very important thing that's now back in stock. And again, take a look at the 80% lowers, the new edition that we have, the Minutemen edition, and the fact that we have put 20% off all the other 80% lowers that you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com. But Dr. Begich, as we were talking during the break, you were talking about the bargain, the Fastium bargain that was talked about back in the 1980s, that particular program that you mentioned in the last segment. So they were going to get everybody to trade their security and their privacy for the or their liberty and their privacy for the promise of security. But it's not working out too well for us, is it? When we look at we see with Vault 7, we understand that not only have they funded and created these exploits, as Aaron Schwartz warned us when he was fighting CISPA before they killed him. I believe that they killed him. But he warned us that they were doing that. And now we see with these Vault 7 documents that they not only let this stuff out into the wild, but they refuse to fix it. So when they tell you that they're going to spy on everybody, they're going to create these cyber burglary tools, and they're going to make you safer because of that, just understand right. That what they have done is they've kicked your door in, and they refuse to let you fix the lock.
That is correct. And, you know, our founding fathers decided privacy was an important thing, they actually thought about a physical doorway. But that is not the doorway to your privacy in the 21st century. It's your digital doorway.
That's right.
And that's the one they are kicking in. And the fact of the matter is your data should be owned by you. Mm-hmm. The only time it should be available is if you purposefully, directly release it. Not that you excuse somebody for exploiting you. That should be absolutely forbidden. And if we really wanted to see return to privacy, that would be the first step, is returning our information and not allowing commercial enterprises to retain it beyond the point of a legal dispute. And usually the statute of limitations on financial disputes run 1 to 3 years in most states. That should be the limit of holding data. Your ability to dispute a credit card bill is 6 months. That data ought to disappear. Once its usefulness in terms of litigation is over, it should be over, too, and you should retain it. That is not the way it works. The cameras are pointed the wrong direction. They're pointed at the population. And
you're not allowed to know anything from this dark government. Like you said, the cameras are all pointed at us. Our life is an open book, but we're not allowed to know anything. We don't even are not allowed to know the details of particular bills. And we're seeing this again now with this health care bill that they created in private, that they're putting this out. And, oh, by the way, this is coming up for a vote. This vote is going to be starting real shortly, and we're going to show you some clips as this vote begins. But they're going to finish the voting at 3 p.m., and we're going to go live. Rob Dew is going to cover that at 3 p.m., going to talk about the result of the health care vote. You can see they're now beginning the process. It's going to take them at least a half hour to do this voting process. That's going to end at 3 o'clock, and then he's going to come in and talk about the results of this and the implications of this. Where does it go forward? He'll take your calls. What do you think about this health care bill? And so that's another example, though, I think, of what we continue to see.
Right.
The fact that everything is closed. We saw it with the TPP. You're not allowed to see this.
Right.
Your elected representatives are not allowed to see this. And they have to sign. If they look at it, they can't tell anybody that that's what they saw in that. That's the dark state that we see. This is so reversed from what it ought to be.
Totally upside down. In fact, the cameras ought to be pointing in every government office. We ought to be able to access online every government office that we're paying for because we are the employers. It's not the other way around. We're the employers. We should have access to our employees and see what they're doing to serve our interests and not national interests that are not ours, multinational interests that are not ours. The fact is, when you really look at the technology and how it's evolved as a tool against the sovereignty of the individual human being.
Yes.
That's what needs to change.
Yes. That is what is so dangerous. That is what we have to wake up in the American public. The idea that you cannot trade your liberty for freedom or for security or for safety. You cannot trade your privacy for security or safety. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Dr. Begich.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Dr. Nick Begich. And we've been talking about the juncture of technology and liberty. Of course, you cannot give up your liberty to get your safety, as we've been saying, or privacy. You should understand that from Vault 7. But as I said before, the real key to all of this is the hive mind, if you will, that they're trying to manipulate, that they're trying to measure with geospatial intelligence, human domain analytics. We saw this with Jade Helm. I believe that Jade Helm was largely a psychological operation. We've had the Green Berets and Special Forces really, we think of them as kinetic operations where they're jumping out of planes and they're doing other things like that. But the key thing that they have always focused on is identifying the people who are going to support them in a particular country, whether it's here in America or abroad.
Right.
and then understanding who those leaders are, and then knowing who's going to be on their side and who's going to be against them, knowing whether or not they can manipulate public opinion. And that's the key thing with all of this. When we look at geospatial intelligence and the fact that they can collect your metadata, where they can look and see whether their narrative, whether it's telling you that the Russians hacked our election, is that succeeding or not? Well, they're going to be looking at your metadata to see if people right. are sharing that information, their comments that they're making about that. And I think one of the things that really concerns me as I move forward is the idea that this surveillance net is really tightening around us. We see the Internet of Things. And, of course, we had a lot of mocking done by Stephen Colbert when Kellyanne Conway said, you know, your television is watching you, your phone is watching you. Yes, we know all of that. We know that from the Snowden documents. Samsung and others have admitted it. We know that from the other documents. And she says, and your microwave might be videotaping you. Well, it's not a microwave, it's a camera. And they came out and made a lot of fun of that. But, of course, it was David Petraeus 5 years to the day before that that said, we're going to be using all your appliances to monitor you. The Internet of Things. But now joining that is the car. And I just want to remind people, this happened back on March 17th. This woman went to the Grand Canyon. She was using Google to find her way around in her car, and it got her lost. She ran out of gas in a remote area, was stuck for 5 days, nearly died. She's 24 years old. And you look at this and you say, oh, how? At what point do we stop believing and trusting these sources? And this goes back... you've been around, well, we're about the same age, so you know how much people would trust a computer readout.
Right.
And now they trust everything that they get on their iPhone, whether it's the news or whether it's Google Maps. They don't question it. And, of course, we had 2 years ago a fellow and his wife up in Chicago. They were following GPS, and the man literally drove it off the bridge.
I remember that.
You know, if the car tells you, if Google Maps tells you to go jump off a bridge, would you do it? Well, yes, people would literally go jump off a bridge. You know, the thing where your dad used to tell you, would you jump off a bridge if they tell you? Well, they will. It killed his wife. It seriously injured him. Then we had 5 years before that, back in 2010, we had a woman who sued Google at the time because she got hit by a car. She followed Google Maps direction, got hit by a car. But people have gotten lost in remote areas. The question is, will people exercise their ability to think independently, or will they become controlled sheep?
I think there's really two segments of the population. Unfortunately, the majority is in the controlled sheep category these days. And when you think about this, and most people actually don't, that is the problem. I think that's why the alternative media is the only answer right now for starting to wake people up, and has been. I think it has been steadily for quite a while. The thing I would say about all that is when you think about a total surveillance state, and people remember when that came out during the Cheney period and everybody screamed bloody murder. Well,
total information awareness.
Right. And everyone remembers it. Well, we're there now. They just gave it new names and subcategories and split it up among a bunch of agencies. And
17.
Right. And so here we are at the same place that the Republicans were going to take us. The Democrats took us here.
Yes.
Okay, it was under Obama that all this happened.
Yes.
You remember all the promises about restoring liberty and freedom and shutting down Guantanamo and ending the torture and ending all this stuff? It never ended. It just gave new names, new classifications.
And it intensified.
And it actually intensified.
Obama was the first president to be at war for his entire 8 years.
Right.
He increased the number of nations that we were at war from 3 or 4 to 7.
Right.
He came after the NSA whistleblowers. Thomas Drake was not prosecuted by the Bush administration. He was prosecuted by the Obama administration.
Right.
He went after more journalists and whistleblowers than all the other presidents combined in the last 100 years under the 1917 Espionage Act. That is something that the left gave him a complete pass on. Why?
Right.
Because they liked him.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of the things that freaks them out so much about Donald Trump. They don't like Donald Trump, and they understand that they tacitly gave all of this power to Obama and said, we're fine with it because we like him, and we want him to have dictatorial powers. We want him to use executive orders. We want him to use a surveillance state. And now they find somebody that they don't like. And we said at the time, we said, you know, you're going to get a Republican you don't like someday. That day may be very soon. And that day is now.
Yeah, that's exactly
why,
right.
All these people that are out there saying, not my president, that'd be saying what they really mean is not my dictator.
Right.
Because they want a dictator. They just don't want this dictator.
No, and it's a question of, again, gets back to American fundamental values. And this is where they've been lost. Mm-hmm. Is the fact of the matter is, we had three branches of government, each of them with their own strengths. Too much power got concentrated in the executive. I would totally agree with that. It was misused. But it wasn't reeled back either. And this is everybody's fault in terms of the Congress and our general population. When you talk about internet manipulation, we were talking about that as terms of the electronic component of it. You know, PBS did a special called The Worldwide Mind, where they believe that the next generation won't require hardware.
Mm-hmm.
That every mind will be linked.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Now, this is a huge jump forward, because to do this artificially is one thing, because I think we already do this naturally. I think this is one of the things that we are as human beings. We're just kind of unaware of it. On some level, our communication happens at that level. But the idea of artificially linking all the minds in the world, now you want to talk about control on a whole new level. Now, that's being reported by PBS, okay? They're mainstream as you get.
And, of course, when you look at Ray Kurzweil, now chief scientist at Google, for these types of things, not just the singularity and mind transference that he believes is going to happen into machines, but this is precisely what they're doing, precisely where they're going. And, of course, they bought all the promising robots that are out there.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing that is very concerning to me, is the fact that we can have the autonomous killing machines.
Right.
That are under the control of one or two individuals, okay,
right.
Some mad dictator, some mad multi-billionaire like a James Bond villain. But the fact that you're not going to have an individual policeman's conscience check this.
No.
Okay, these things will robotically follow it. They'll slavishly follow whatever they are told to do. They will be brutal, ruthless. And when you look at these devices, they're being manufactured by Boston Dynamics.
Right.
And how they are set. These things are very, very disturbing to watch these. Even the people who sit on the sidelines and cheer this typically, like Wired Magazine, look at this and go, ooh, this looks kind of dystopian. And it's like, it's because it is.
Yeah,
it's what it's designed to do.
And it's taken the human factor out. And the human factor needs to be in, more so now than ever because of technology.
Mm-hmm.
The humanity needs to be put back into what we're doing, not removed from it, which is exactly what's happening. Stripping down the humanity where people look at each other as commodities. This is the loss.
Yeah.
This is the greatest loss of all. If we lose our humanity in all of this, there's nothing left to save.
You know, when we look at the potential for this, you're talking about how much more dangerous this is than nuclear weapons. Consider the fact that if we have a massive robotic police force or robotic army or whatever, that if this thing, if they wanted this to by a false flag or even by a bug or by somebody taking this over... And how do you know what happens? Was this something that was deliberately done by the people in control of it, or was it taken control over by the Russians, and did the Russians unleash our robotic police force on us? You're not going to be able to tell, but the destruction that is going to happen with that, the autonomous killing machines that the Pentagon is working on, when you look at this, and they're talking about in their documents, not only the directed energy weapons, but the swarms of robotic killers on the battlefield. As my son said, nothing good ever comes in a swarm.
No, and here's the thing about it, too, is when you take, again, you take people further and further away from the battlefield. If you think back on World War II, returning veterans, last thing they ever wanted to see was their children or their grandchildren in a war, because they still had the smell of it,
mm-hmm.
the taste of it,
mm-hmm.
the essence of it. They knew what killing was about, and as human beings, that we're really not geared for this. This is not who we are. When you remove yourself from the battlefield, this changes the entire dimension. It becomes easier to pull the switch.
Like the drone assassinations.
Like the drone assassinations. And even if it becomes...
That's just the beginning of it.
Oh, yeah. And if it becomes sort of too agitated, they'll cartoon it, you know, which is what they do.
Yes. So that, or you give some of that decision-making capability to the robot itself.
So you can
so
say,
now you're not quite involved with it. You're
right.
Just looking at it from an aerial view, and you're saying, well, okay, this area is being overrun now by these things. You're not even seeing... The detailed camera work that
right.
you might have seen with, as we've seen dramatized so many times now, somebody seeing the camera work of the children that were on the ground that just got blown
right.
up. They don't even have to see that. They
right.
don't have to look at that.
No, and the way the software is being developed to keep that emotional piece out under the story of, well, we don't want the post-traumatic stress syndrome issues. And what you were talking about before the breaks were the idea of creating technologies that will remove memory sets or put new memory sets in. This is huge, because the kinds of things that we need whistleblowers for, they're not even going to have the memory of it.
Mm-hmm.
This is so fundamental, because when you think about it, this is the interference with free will. This is the interference with our ability to think freely as human beings, something that most religions of the world say God will not even interfere with, our free will.
Yeah.
Yet this is the very essence of what these technologies are about. They are entering the human mind, to take control of a human mind, and to deliberately manipulate your thinking process. This is where the technology is today. You know, in the writing I've done over the last 20 years, we cite hundreds of documents, most of them military unclassified documents at the time that we released the information. And the training.
Tell us your website. Tell us your website.
It's earthpulse.com, EARTHPULSE, earthpulse.com. But there's lots of information, 700 pages of free data there. DARPA reports on the mind effects and things that they've done, the stuff that's open in the public. One of my good friends, who's deceased now, was the inventor of the HARP system. We became friends over the controversy, actually. Mm-hmm. He attended a conference here in Texas with me a year or so before he passed away, under, again, suspicious circumstances. But he had just met recently at that time with Tony Tether, who was the head of DARPA at the time. And he was talking to him personally about the mind control issues. And nobody's laughing at DARPA anymore, is what Ben Eastland told me. He said on a scale of 1 to 10, this would have been a 1, meaning no meaning for him until that conversation, where it became a 10 for him. And he attended a closed conference with a number of other experts on this very topic here in Texas. The conclusions were this was the most dangerous direction that we were headed. The people that I had in that conference, Alexander Kavarin and the former head of the biophysics lab for the USSR Academy of Sciences for the 10 years prior to the USSR's collapse. Also, he is a visiting professor at a number of universities in the United States. I spent weeks with him in Alaska. We had Rosalie Bertel, one of the leading people on radiological victims, also a former professor at Stanford. We had a number of world-class specialists in this field. And the thing that shocked me the most that came out of this was where it's headed. And this was what Rosalie said. And Rosalie Bertel, beyond being a physicist and mathematician, she's also a nun, okay, which is a really unusual combination. But she said the next evolution of human beings was this jump to these anomalous human potentials, the idea of being able to do the things that are referred to in the Bible as gifts of the Spirit, extrasensory perception in some arenas. This is where human beings are. From the leading scientists in the world, Alexander Kavarin gave the mathematics for how these things actually work, the physics of how telepathy works, how telekinesis works, how these various things work. These are attributes that human beings possess that we've forgotten how to reinvigorate. But there is a lot of work being done in this area. And this is what I believe is going to happen. I think this is the next evolutionary leap that's necessary. Everyone in that room, that was their consensus. Totally surprised me. Unexpected outcome. That is the direction, and that is the countermeasure to what we're seeing today. The thing that interferes with that interferes with our ability to reach those states of awareness, is fear and anxiety. If you look at an EEG, brain activity, under fear, anxiety, hate, anger, any of these emotions, you get incoherent brain patterns. Not associated. They're associated with flight and fight responses. If you look at brains that are experiencing empathy, compassion, love, the higher emotions, what we call positive emotions, you see very coherent brain patterns, those associated with higher order thinking, altered states of awareness, those states of awareness that give you those inspirational insights, those sparks of intuition, those creative things that actually link you back to who you are as someone created in the image of a creator, mm-hmm. with capabilities latent within you that are waiting to arise. That's the revolution that's coming, is the rising of who we are as human beings, the remembering of what we are as human beings, and then asserting ourselves into the world, not to do harm, but to bring back the issue of stewardship, the issue of compassion, the issue of love, if you will. But those things that stabilize the world and stabilize populations, instead of those things that tear us apart, rip us to shreds, and continue to devour the very essence of what we are as human beings.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see where we go with this. And just looking at the nuts and bolts of this, the thing that is so hard to pull back, some of this potentially damaging research that's being done by DARPA and others, is they always say, well, we're going to wind up with a gap with the other guys are doing it, so we have to do it as well. We keep going down that path. The other guys are doing it, so we've got to respond to it. Real quickly, I want to interrupt this discussion because we just got a bulletin that the GOP healthcare bill has been abruptly pulled. They are not going to have a vote on this. We just pulled it, said President Trump, told the Washington Post in a telephone interview. Now, this is interesting because just yesterday, President Trump delivered an ultimatum to lawmakers, said that you're going to have to do this or we're going to be stuck with this. So they have now canceled that vote. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Clearly, nobody was really buying this because I believe this is one of these things, like we talked about, just like TPP. This was very analogous. When you look at TPP, the right thing to do was what Donald Trump did when he first came in. He said, it's gone. He didn't say we're going to try to fix it around the edges. And what they tried to do with Obamacare was try to fix it around the edges, except at the very center of this were some very things that were antithetical to letting us control our lives. They were illegal. They were illogical. They were uneconomical. They were taking us down a path that was of destruction, and it's not something that you can just fix willy-nilly around the edges. I think they have to begin with repeal, and we'll see what's going to happen with this now. It's very interesting to see that. Let's come back and talk a little bit about the time that we've got left. We've got a few more minutes here before we go to break, and then we've got another segment. I want to talk about the other aspect of this, and that is not just controlling us and controlling what we know and controlling the hive mind or controlling the individual mind, but also putting in this infrastructure like we're talking about with the cars, because they're now moving rapidly towards self-driving cars, and they talk about talking cars. Well, those cars are going to be talking about you. They're going to be talking about you to the road, which then reports it back to the government that owns this. But it's also a story of individual ownership. And you had a lot of things to tell me when we were talking before we came on air about what had happened in Alaska. When we look at the situation that was done to Indians with the Indian reservations in the 19th century, and then we see they took away their ownership, their ability to live free and independent, put them in a very constrained, controlled environment. Right. That's what we're really seeing now with Agenda 21, with the Internet of Things, as the cars are joining that, controlling our movement, monitoring our movement, and taking away our ownership. And that's what you were talking about in Alaska. We got to take a quick break now, but when we come back, I want to talk about that, because you have the other side of what happened with that, with the Indians who were in Alaska. They got their ownership back, and I want you to tell people what happened with that when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Dr. Nick Beggett.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't worry.
This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
David Ida, we're talking to Dr. Nick Begich. I want to talk about what happened in Alaska to reverse this trend that we saw in so many places about the Indian reservation, because that is where we are headed with Agenda 21. That's what they're trying to do to everyone now. They're going to control your movement. They're going to monitor everything that you do. And they're going to take away your ability to own anything. That's a very important part of the self-driving cars. We get caught up in the technology, just like the scientists do. We talk about all the different wonderful, oh, look, you'll be able to surf on the Internet while it's driving you around or whatever. That's a distraction, a big distraction, because what you have to understand is that you're going to lose ownership and you're going to lose control and independent, you know, a kind of anonymous ability to move around, just like a cashless society. They want to take away your cash. They want to take away your private car, and we should view it with the same alarm that we would view them taking away our cash. And you have to understand, you're not going to be able to opt out of this. And this whole thing, you like your car, you're going to keep your car. Like Obamacare, that's not going to happen. They're going to have everybody in these cars in order for them to work, I believe, don't you?
I think in the long run, that's exactly where we're headed. I mean, it's a more controlled and directed society, simple as that. 100% monitoring. You know, and they say, oh, we won't use the data. You know, you're not a criminal. But when they store the data, then all they have to do when they decide you're a criminal is go backwards and pull up the reel. You know, like what they're doing in Great Britain right now to unravel this terrorist attack yesterday. Great Britain's the most surveyed society in the world. Cameras, microphones on every corner. So they can actually...
They're talking about having a drone air force to follow everybody in addition to all the cameras that they've got.
And so in Great Britain, they're able to take from where he was and backtrack every place he'd been. You know, in London, for sure, and throughout England. And this is exactly what they're doing. Now they're scooping up all the other guys that were involved.
So trade your liberty, trade your privacy for that, but ignore the fact that they were the ones who allowed the immigrants to come in. They allow people that they know are criminals to coexist among us, and then they say, oh, but don't worry. After the fact, we'll tell you all about what they did that particular day. Before we get to the Indians, I do want to talk about what happened in Alaska that you told me about. I just want to remind people that we do have Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste back in stock. It's been sold out at InfoWarsLife.com and is now back in stock. Get it before it sells out again. This is a great toothpaste, folks. It takes care of the bacteria in your mouth. That helps your breath. It keeps your gums from getting gum disease, making your teeth fall out. But also, most importantly, bad gum health can lead to heart disease. So this is something that is very important. It's got silver in it. It's got iodine. It's got peppermint oil, a lot of different things there. And it is a very popular toothpaste. You'll know why if you try it. Also, we have a new lower receiver. 80% lowers are now on 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have a new special edition, the Victory Series 2. That's a Minutemen edition. So you can take a look at that. That's a new collector's item. And finally, one more thing. We do have our free newsletter. If you're not, we talk about all the different censorship and the bots that are shutting down your ability to share our articles and to move things around. If you want to get the information directly, you can go to InfoWars.com/newsletter. You can sign up for our free newsletter, and you'll see things like every day we have a special. I believe this was on a couple of days ago. It might be on today. This might be old, but there was a special. Oh, yeah. Today's newsletter is a Bill Clinton rape T-shirt, 50% off. It was a different T-shirt when I did the radio last. So you'll see specials like that. And that's an example of the type of special that we have today, the Bill Clinton rape T-shirt, 50% off. So you'll see specials and you'll get the information direct without any kind of censorship from Facebook or from Google. And I hear the music coming in right now. But briefly, just recap in about a couple of seconds what happened.
We set up Native corporations, which were not reservation. We gave and made sure Natives had retained mineral rights, oil and gas rights, timber rights, surface state rights for land, and the right to self-direct. They built the biggest companies, domestic companies in Alaska in the last 20 years. They are a success story that continues to grow in Alaska and an example of what you do when you empower people with property rights and resources again.
It's property rights. It doesn't have anything to do with the people. It's the property rights. Don't let them put all of us on an Indian reservation with Agenda 21. That's it for our broadcast. Stay with us. We're going to have Rob Dew coming live in the other studio.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.